I'm Julie Goodrich, and I'm a home visiting nurse in the Nurse Family Partnership Program in Pinellas County, Florida. Nurse Family Partnership provides support and educational services to women who are having their first child. We meet our clients during their pregnancies, and then we stay with them until their child turns 2 years old. In Pinellas County, Nurse Family Partnership is provided to women in a collaboration between the Florida Department of Health and the Juvenile Welfare Board. I'm here today with my client, Lauren. Lauren recently graduated from our program, and she's an engaged and loving mom to her daughter, Janessa. I'm really excited to give Lauren the opportunity to talk about the impact that the Nurse Family Partnership program has had in her and her daughter's lives. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, Julie.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Lauren Beiser. I'm 28 years old. I live here in St. Petersburg, Florida, with my beautiful two-year-old daughter, Janessa.
So tell me a little bit about what your life was like before. Before you got involved with Nurse Family Partnership. How did you feel when you found out you were pregnant?
So I was in a very bad relationship. It was mentally, physically, and emotionally abusive. And I was very scared and both happy at the same time when I found out I was pregnant.
Sure. So what about the pregnancy? What about the domestic violence was your biggest concern?
Was it going to get worse? During my pregnancy, because it had already hit an all-time bad. What did that mean for me and the safety of my child?
Okay. What eventually, did anything happen that kind of made your decision about that something you had to do right away? Or what was the end result of that?
We did decide finally to co-parent, but I had to set those boundaries with him. And I used the help and the support from both my nurse who came to visit me, right, as well as my family, to set those boundaries and realize that if it's not healthy for me, ultimately, even though I want him in her life, it's not healthy for her to be around a situation that's not healthy for mom either.
Right. So how did having a nurse come into the home help you make those decisions and help you to come to that decision?
They offered a lot of support without me feeling judged. They said, you know, yes, this is something. They helped me accept what I had been through,
right,
and understand that it's not my fault. I didn't do anything to provoke it, but I don't have to be a victim. I can stand up, set those boundaries, and make the decisions that are best for not just me, but also for my daughter.
Right. So because he is a part of Janessa's life, but you are not in a relationship with him. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah. So how is it, I know you told me in the past before that, you know, you'll always have warm feelings towards him. He did give you your daughter. But how do you keep yourself from falling back into maybe some of those not so great choices?
Just remembering what is absolutely best for Janessa is for me and him to not be together, essentially. You know, just making sure that her needs are what's important to both of us. And if it's not about her, then we really shouldn't be having any kind of further discussions. We set those boundaries where he respects my privacy, I respect his, and we're here just for her.
Right. I think you told me in the past, too, that you felt like having a nurse come in gave you some other perspectives.
It did. It definitely gave me a different way to look at it and not feel like just because I want him involved in her life that we have to be together. It gave me the perspective of, okay, is this a safe situation for you? Because if it's not safe for me, it's not safe for Janessa. So it gave me that different perspective to look at it as to what is absolutely best for her. Mm-hmm. If he wants to be involved, then we have to have rules and boundaries. If he doesn't abide by those, then is it really worth him being in her life if it's not safe?
Okay. What would you say were the benefits to having a nurse come into your home during your pregnancy?
Definitely a lot of support and knowledge to know what's going on with your body and with me. You know, being overweight, it gave me perspective not to stress out about things that were outside of my control.
Right.
It gave me the support to know this is what's changing. And it's okay, you know, what the decisions that I'm making and that they helped me understand what was going on, ultimately it helped me have a great pregnancy, a healthy pregnancy.
Right. So one of the things that I really have talked to you about with the issue with her dad was that I always felt like you were making better and better choices throughout Janessa's life. And I was always really happy to see that your life was kind of on an upward trajectory. And I was really proud of all the decisions you were making. So I'm sure there's lots of women who are in your position that had that experience. What would you say to someone who maybe is going through that and doesn't really see a clear way out right now?
There's always a light at the end of the tunnel. And through support that you can use, I mean, definitely use your resources. The Nurse Family Partnership is a great resource, especially as a new mom, because you have so many conflicting feelings. Your hormones are out of whack.
Right.
And it really helps you connect and make the decisions and choices that are best for your child. And ultimately, what's best for your child is a healthy and safe environment, also for mom, because you impact their lives. Whether it's a boy or a girl, you're their role model.
Right.
And ultimately, if you're in a good place, they're going to be in a great place.
That's great. So another thing I wanted to talk about, you have done great in the program because you are totally self-sufficient. You guys have your own apartment, you have a car, you have health insurance. You've done really, really great for yourself. And I know when you started in Nurse Family Partnership, you were working as a sales associate. But now you're the manager of your store. So tell me a little bit about that.
I was an assistant manager. I was part-time, so I was very underemployed. And I was working multiple jobs, actually, when I first started the program. So it was a lot. And I actually took away and really just worked hard to stay focused on what was best for Janessa in order to make our lives better. So I was thinking about enrolling in school. And my hard work paid off because I actually was, the first year of her life was a whirlwind, and I got promoted to a store manager shortly after she was born.
Right. So I know one of the things that helps with that is Janessa is able to be in a daycare / school that's funded through the Juvenile Welfare Board. It's called the Quality Early Learning Initiative. And it's a full-time Monday through Friday school that not only daycare, but also teaches Janessa a lot of things. So how much did that help when it came to you being able to work?
It was a big relief to know that she's around people who aren't just watching her because that's what they get paid to do, but they're interested in her development. Even the teachers and staff who she's not, you know, in their classrooms, they know her by name. They greet her every morning. The fact that if I have any questions, I can go to the school in the middle of the day and talk to Miss Christina, who's the director, or Miss Kelly, the family engagement specialist, and they'll answer any questions as well as both of her teachers.
Right. Do you feel like Janessa maybe has learned more being at that kind of school than she would have otherwise?
She definitely has. Her vocabulary has really expanded. She's putting together full sentences. You can have a conversation with her. Versus, you know, other kids, they might not be quite to that level. She also knows sign language. She's 2 years old and she's able to communicate.
That's
with
terrific.
My stepdad, who's hearing impaired.
Oh, nice. Yeah. It's called St. Mark's, the school that she's at. And it's a wonderful program, but it's only available to people who are involved in Nurse Family Partnership and other benefit programs throughout our county. So it's really a wonderful thing that she was able to get in there, and I'm so glad she's really blossomed. So when you look back, because you've graduated now, when you look back on the Nurse Family Partnership, what are some of the things that were most beneficial to you?
I think the biggest thing that sticks out to me is juggling, you know, the work and life balance, and knowing how to juggle being now I'm a full-time mom, but also I'm a full-time store manager, which is a lot of responsibility. So finding that balance to really be able to connect with my daughter and still impact her life, even though I have to work, to provide a great life for her. So it's finding that balance. And that's something that I definitely learned, you know, through resources and figuring out different ways to engage with her on her level.
Well, I've got to say, I've always been so impressed by all the choices that you've made and all the things that you do for Janessa. And I know that this is just the beginning of a wonderful life for the two of you. So I'm sad you're not my client anymore, but I'm really, really thankful that I got to support you guys in a small way even.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. I really enjoyed talking to Lauren and having her share her story with you.